good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, October 29th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Another embarrassing moment for President Robert Mugabe as he stumbled and nearly toppled backwards at a summit currently underway in India today. Looking tired and weak, Mr. Mugabe lost balance and staggered as he tried to climb a tiny stage to greet Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Three people, including Modi, sprang to action and helped Mr. Mugabe gain his balance. As he left the podium, Mr. Modi and other people again held Mr. Mugabe and made sure he didn't trip. The 91-year-old president grabbed international headlines in February after tumbling headlong at the Harare International Airport. And today's incident has already gone viral, with many people sharing the footage online and on social media. Reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached political analyst Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who says these are clear signs that old age has caught up with Mr. Mugabe and that he should therefore step down.
I think it is a huge embarrassment both to the president himself, to the nation, and to every Zimbabwean in this world who has been subjected today by images coming out of India showing the president failing to step on a no more than 5-inch step and attempting more than once to do so, but completely failing until he gets some help. It's also worrying that the people that the president relies upon, his medical people, his guards, his planners, were unable to foresee or to foretell that the president will be unable to ascend on that single step. It's a single step, and we must underline that. And that, in effect, these people could have got that step completely removed, completely smoothened out, as you would do when there is a disabled person who needs to get onto the podium. Now, we have come to a position where the president has completely brought the country into disrepute, completely showed the rest of the world that his age is limiting him in terms of his work and in terms of his ability.
Is this another sign, Dr. Sibanda, for Mr. Mugabe to step down and probably enjoy old age or deal with old age from the privacy of his home?
Yes, you would hope that the president and the people around him realize finally that continuing to allow the president to exercise his duties as president is nearly an abuse of his human rights. It is nearly an abuse of him as a person, and it is an abuse of the nation as a whole. And I think that the president and the people around him should not behave or think as if the president was somehow immune to nature, that it somehow didn't matter that he's old. I think that's one of the clearest signs in the eyes of the rest of the world, that the president, he must, for his own sake, rest, for the sake of the history of our country.
That was our political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from England.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.